Let me bang.
I do let you bang.
Let me bang you, Jesus, man.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, marriage and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, forget Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Hey, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. I'm here with the great Bill Dawes, who's on set. Man, what, you have five episodes? Six episodes?
We'll see. We'll see. If they like me, they'll keep me on. If they don't like me, they'll write me off. That's usually how it works. People don't know that. Insider secret.
But that's amazing. And what's the show called?
City on a Hill on Showtime.
Wow. Wait, this is a new one or no?
It's third season. I play a corrupt Boston cop. You know, it's Kevin Bacon. And I do the fucking Boston accent the whole time. I get to call someone. I say, fuck you, motherfucker, today. So that's fuck you, cocksucker.
That's a good accent. Meanwhile, I heard Kevin Bacon, I heard an interview with him where he'll go to weddings and they always try to get him to play Footloose at the weddings. And they all surround him. And so he'll pay the DJ to not play it. Like he'll get there and be like, hey man, here's like $100. Don't play Footloose, whatever you do.
Oh my, why? He can't love, he must love that. No?
I don't think, he seems like the kind of guy that likes attention. He seems like a really nice guy. But like, you never hear anything bad about Kevin Bacon, ever. Like, have you heard one bad thing about the guy? Never one.
He's still married?
To Kira Sedgwick, right?
Yeah,
still married, beautiful wife, seems like a nice human being. But it's just funny that like, it's like when I did like, Scott Baio had like a charity golf tournament for sick kids. And they had an auction and they were raffling off like a round of golf with Scott Baio. And Scott notoriously doesn't like people. Like he just wants to be alone, especially when he's playing golf. So people were like $1,000. Then he started bidding against himself, like so he could play alone. And then once people saw that, they like he kept, because he didn't want to play with anybody. And he said the person that actually won never showed up to actually play. So did you watch the fights last night, the PFL fights?
I did not watch the PFL fights last night.
Awesome. Sorry. I can't wait to talk about them. All right, so PFL, I don't know how they're getting this money. They gave away another like
money. I know,
dude. They're just giving away millions of dollars to people. And Kayla Harrison was like a minus 5,000 favorite, and just murdered this person, the girl she fought. This girl's never lost a round. I don't think she's ever lost a second of her fights. Like she makes it look so easy, and she's just so fucking strong. And so good at judo.
What's good about her? What's her main thing that she's so much better than everyone else?
A two-time Olympic gold medalist in judo.
Oh, yeah.
Only American to ever do it. And now she trains over at American Top Team with Amanda Nunez. And she's got Mako as her coach and Matt Brown. And she's also like a really focused person. Like I think she had just adopted two kids. I don't know exactly what the story was where like, a family member passed away and had kids so that she got custody of the kids. So she's like super focused too. She's not one of these people that like, you know, fame. And also she's got she had a terrible backstory as far as like, she was molested by her judo coach. And then goes around like basically making these speeches and seminars to kids who've been abused. So she's like, got her head on straight. Like she's not one of these people where you're like, oh shit, like she's gonna pull a John Jones or she's not Conor McGregor and lines of
or Ronda, she's like Ronda Rousey, but a better person, a better human.
And, you know, I think that she's definitely I think Ronda set her up. Like basically Ronda fell into the traps because I know her and Ronda used to train together and they said they were like frenemies. I don't think they really had a good relationship. They were very competitive, those two. And they're both alpha females. You could tell, like they're just both. So Kayla has now won $2 million in the last 2 years.
Whoa.
MMA. And, she's just, she's the real deal. Like I actually talked to Ali Abdulaziz about it. And he said, like, when he trained with her, they were rolling and like, she almost, arm guard like that. Like, because like he thought, oh, she's, you know, Ali's a pretty high level black belt. I know people like to shit on him because of whatever, but he trains and he's a legitimately a tough guy, especially in judo. And he said Kayla's not to be fucked with. So that was crazy. Also,
you know, thing as a judo expert, Ronda was doing things where she'd clinch and then she'd get the throw like almost 100% of the time until people figure out her game. Is Kayla a lot?
She had too many voices in her head. Like her mom hated her trainer. Like hated her. Her mom and we sat down one day and her mom told me how much she hated her striking coach, Coach Edmund, with a passion. So, and that was her boxing coach. So you had too many chefs, and the mom was the one that trained her from, you know, day one, basically. So, but when you're winning, it's like Deontay Wilder recently. His old trainer, Mark Breland, said, look, the guy showed up late to practice, would always show up whenever he wanted. They'd be like, he's in a bad mood, you know, don't talk to him. He did no cardio, no jump rope. You couldn't tell him what to do, but he was knocking everyone out. So
yeah.
When Ronda's winning, all of a sudden, like, the dysfunction is working. But when it's not, it's not. I'll tell you who lost. So Clarissa Shields, who is also a two-time gold medalist boxer. They call her the GOAT, the greatest woman's, you know, of all time or in boxing, right?
And, did they say GOAT? Is GOAT something people say now?
Yeah, that's her thing, right? Yeah, yeah. Why don't you say female GOAT? Why do you got to say, like, F-GOAT? Well, I mean, I guess F-GOAT doesn't really work. So anyway, so she, her first fight, she trains over at Greg Jackson's camp, and everyone was like, this girl's like the next big thing because it's boxing, right? Well, she almost lost her first fight. She fought like a girl from New York who was a jiu-jitsu girl out of Henzo Gracie's, was getting dominated like big time, almost got stopped. And then in the third round, this girl did one of those things where, like, sometimes like you ever see like in jiu-jitsu class where someone goes in for a single leg and just like holds it. Just stays there and kind of just stalls. Well, in jiu-jitsu, that kind of works because if you're in a position where you're not going to get tapped and you could sort of, but when you're up against a gold medalist boxer, this girl's holding on the girl's leg and she's just pounding her in the face and the fight was stopped, right? Well, this fight, she went up against a girl that 2-0 Mexican, tough Mexican girl and lost. She lost her first fight ever. Amateur boxing, like lost. And I agree with the decision. She was mounted in the third, and the girl was pounding her. The second round, the girl won, but takedowns. She did more damage on the feet. But it's one of those things where I don't know, because, you know, when you're that good at one thing, you don't really have time to develop. You're developing under the bright lights. And it's sort of like Aaron Pico, and when he came in with a huge wrestling background. And so it's obviously what – like, if I were her, I would just literally do takedown sprawls and defense. Like, I wouldn't even – like, her hands are there. Her hands are – I mean, I would do kicks and how to stuff a takedown. And I'm sure that's what they're doing, but it didn't work. So, anyway, so she loses, right?
How did she lose to the Mexican? Just ground and pound, you said?
She got taken down. It was pretty – it was a split decision. I thought she lost, but if it could – but it could have went either way. Maybe, but anyway, so before the fight, she was saying that she wanted to fight Jake Paul. She's like, I could beat Jake Paul in a boxing match. He's not on my level. He was talking all this shit about Jake Paul. She's like, anywhere, I'll fight this guy. And in a boxing match, I think she could beat Jake Paul. I mean, she could outpoint him.
How many times has a female boxer fought a male boxer at a competitive level where the female won? Has it ever happened?
Yes, it has happened. But we're also talking about a two-time gold medalist versus, like, I don't know. She wouldn't knock him out, I don't think. But she could probably outpoint him and just get him tired. And just I think she could win it like a stick-and-move fight, like a Mayweather-type fight, right? Mm-hmm. And I think he would get tired. He was tired against Woodley, and Woodley wasn't throwing any punches. Imagine if a girl's fucking running around. But – you know, people will say, well, look, Jake Paul's like 20 pounds heavier, 30 pounds heavier. He's bigger. All he's got to do is land one. You know,
I mean, it's a good fight. They should set that. They should make that fight happen.
I mean, speed kills, right? That's the thing, right? So he's not going to do it. There's no win for him. If he wins, he knocks out a female boxer who's 30 pounds lighter.
But won't that put all the talk about equality finally?
Well, okay. So listen, here's where this thing gets fucked up. So remember back in the day with like Ronda Rousey and Mayweather were going at it.
Yeah.
Like Ronda, I could beat Mayweather and everyone. It was like, people legitimately thought in a fight, Ronda would win, in an actual fight. Right. And then Ronda loses, gets head kicked by Holly Holm, and Mayweather, you know, everyone's like, what's he going to say? You know? And what does he say? He says, like, keep your head up, Ronda. We all lose. The best, you know, I lost in the Olympics something, and like the best comeback, right? And I was like, fuck, that's a real guy right there. That's a real man. That's a gentleman. Yeah. Because he's that's an athlete, you know, because he everyone else was shitting on her, and he was like, no, I'll go the other way.
Yeah.
What does Jake Paul say last night? All right.
He's impressed, I'm sure.
The truth hurts, but it's necessary. Clarissa Shields is a loser. In MMA, even more so with her prima donna attitude. The fake always get exposed. Losses come when anger and hate take over. Just ask Rousey and McGregor. Spent more time berating Jake Paul than learning jiu-jitsu. She's never been a big draw, and unfortunately for her, she never will be. Amanda Serrano, who I guess he manages, the quote, though, has 30 knockouts, 42 fights, and 2-0 in MMA. Both wins by submission. Congrats to Abigail Montez, who won for the win. So now everybody's fucking mad at Jake Paul. I mean, like,
you kind of gotta love Jake Paul a little bit, just because it's entertainment. It is sheer entertainment at this point. He's doing it very intentionally.
I know, but it's like, bro. I mean, he was swinging everyone the other direction. You know, with like fighter pay and, you know, and people were like, it seemed like he was getting on board. Like, you're like, you know what, this guy, you know, maybe he's all right, blah, blah, blah. But number one, now he makes Tyron Woodley get a tattoo on his hand and is not giving him the rematch.
Did he get the tattoo?
Yeah, he got a tattoo saying, I love Jake Paul on his finger. And he's not, so now this fucking guy has a tattoo on his hand. And that was the deal. And, which I don't even know why Tyron did it. He made enough money to fucking not get a tattoo. Like, I mean, he can't make $1 million for last 5 years, Woodley. I know he got 6 kids, but Jesus, like, what? He lives in Missouri. He's not fucking, how expensive is real estate? He probably owns a house. He owns cars. Yeah. Like, the fuck,
I think that's the GDP of Missouri for a year.
Yeah, right? I mean, so anyway, so that's what's going on here. But yeah, a part of me does go, this guy's a good heel. Like, but I don't know, man. It's like, fuck, dude. He had an opportunity to take the high road. He could have taken the high road. And he didn't.
I mean, it's kind of like Gordon Ryan. You set yourself down a certain path, and then you just have to be that guy. You can't just sort of like, I mean, because Mayweather has never been a heel. Mayweather, I mean, he was a bit of a shit talker, but he was always a businessman. He was always kind of classy, right? His dad was a shit talker.
I think that, I don't know if he was classy. Some things he said were just like ridiculous, but I think that he always had respect. After he beat the guy, he always was always like, Ricky Hatton, we knocked him out. Man, that was the toughest guy I fought. Or this dude's a legend. He never like shit on a guy after he won. You know, he was always like, I mean, when I met Mayweather, I went to a restaurant and I was like, hey man, you think you can beat? I had like a list of 20 guys. And he just was like, that guy, come on. Like, and then he saw in my face that I was like, kind of annoyed, not annoyed, but like, he wasn't that nice. And then he was like, man, I like you, man. Like you could tell he was actually had a good heart. As up as Floyd is, you know, you could tell he had a good heart. His family is actually, like, I met Roger and Floyd Sr. They're nice people.
Yeah,
I mean, they have a lot of problems. I'm sure people go, yo, they got caught beating. Okay, maybe they've done some things there. From my experience with them, they seem like nice people. It seems like, I don't know if Jake Paul's a nice guy. I just think that was a shitty fucking thing to do. The girl lost for the first time. You could have just said an olive branch. Especially because you're not really going to fight her anyway. You know, I just thought it was, come on. You're better than that. He's better than that. You know,
You don't think fighter. You don't think battle of the sex. It'd be like so much that it was like sexism, racism. It'd be like 2021. In summary, right there.
I mean, well, here's the deal. He knocks her out, and what happens?
He's a racist.
Like, nobody is gonna be proud of him for doing that.
Yeah.
Right? He loses. It's just gonna be meme. And how does he rebound from it?
You know?
And also, he's got a 30-pound weight advantage, or 40-pound. He's coming in at like 210. She's like, she's a 145-pounder. So he's not beating up a bigger woman. Like, you know. Yeah.
So why was she calling him out? Like, what is she getting out of it? But just because she hates him?
You know, I think people asked him about it. She's kind of a face of boxing. So I'm sure she didn't, like, bring it up. I think she was also training Tyron Woodley.
Okay.
And she said that Woodley won, or she was helping train Tyron Woodley, and that Woodley won that fight, and yada, yada. So I'll tell you who won this fight. There's this guy named Ray Cooper III who,
like, yeah.
When he came out, he was like a 500 fighter, maybe a little better. But he's just a tough Hawaiian dude. Like, his dad was a fighter. He's a fighter. This guy, he beat Rory McDonald in his last fight. He bought this guy Magomed Kamirov, who was, like, amazing, outstanding, or like one of these guys. He knocked this guy's fucking head out. Like, his head almost went off the thing. It just shows you how confidence, man. Like, if you have confidence, and he added wrestling to his game. Before, it was just all fucking, and it's a different person. It's just a different person. He's in that zone. Luke Rockhold, by the way, this is the third time that he said he's coming on the show, and I hope he doesn't let me go. I mean, come on, dude. What's up, people? I got some really good news, okay? We are back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season, and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Yep, I'm talking about BetOnline. BetOnline remains your number one spot for the basketball and football action this season. You got to head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code CLNS50 to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball postseason, NHL, boxing, and UFC, boom, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait. Take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Oh, here we go. Speaking of the devil. Wow.
Oh, shit. Just...
Lucifer. He comes out as Lucifer. Luke Rockhold, there he is. How are you, man? He looks very cold.
He's Rocky Balboa training in Siberia.
Yeah. Luke, how are you? You're here with Bill Dawes. He's a good dude. Luke Rockhold is a good guy and a great fighter, and I think that people don't understand how good he is. He's sort of like out of sight, out of mind, because I went on like a Luke Rockhold, what's it called? Like, you go down the rabbit hole, and I was like, man, this dude, everyone's sleeping on him. He had a couple losses to, like, the best guys in the division, fights that he was winning, some of them, and they forget how fucking dangerous this guy is. Luke, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just getting back down here to Ruka for the first time.
No, is that in California?
Yeah, down here in Costa Mesa, Newport Beach.
Nice, nice, nice. So what happened, man? You were supposed to fight Sean Strickland, and what was the injury? What happened?
I had about 6 months. I had this little issue in my back. It was it was a little pain. I remember I got an inversion table before that, and I was just hanging on it, and it kind of went away, and I was just. I was working with PT guys, and I just thought it was scar tissue. And so they continue to just grind on it, with, like, thinking it was scar tissue. Every day after practice, it was, like, limited a little bit of movement and went on and on. And that was the common consensus, multiple PT guys. And I ran. I ran up in the hills, took a bunch of mushrooms, and I ran, like, fucking forever. You ever run on mushrooms? Like, they're just – you lose yourself. You don't understand your cardiovascular system. Like, you just – it's the most motivating thing in the world. So I was up there running like 6 miles in the mountains, and I came back, and I must have really tightened up my hamstrings, and I was kicking then on Monday. The next Monday I was kicking. Everything was kind of driving from the same point, and then I was doing some, like, shot stuff, some entry-level stuff, and, like, I remember I was in this cage right here, and I pressed off my back foot, and I had felt a little slip in my lower back, and it was like, something's going on, and then waited a second and went back into it, and the same thing happened again, and I was like, something's really wrong here. That was it. I mean, it's funny because I can do a lot of stuff, you know. I can move a lot of ways and do a lot of things. Like, grappling is, like, when it's weightless, it's fine, really, but it's just that when I reach that certain point, it's just not there, and it's too risky. Not trying to blow out my back, you know, and going in there and really putting it on the line after all this time off.
So what are you thinking, like another 6 months?
I don't know, man. It might not be that long. I just got to stay diligent on the program, on this the recovery program, trying to revert that disc back in. I got an epidural last week. So, I mean, maybe I have to do another one, maybe not. I think that should be good enough there.
Now,
you know, two, three months, I could be back to training. We'll see.
Now, was Sean Strickland getting under your skin? Because this dude is like Colby times three. I mean, he's like the next, like people thought Colby Covington was like a alpha brash. This dude is like taking it to another level. What are your thoughts on Sean Strickland?
I don't want to make fun of him too much because I think he might have like an actual chromosome loose. So we'll leave it as it is. I mean,
he's a good fighter though. I mean, you were respecting him though.
Trying to be politically correct for the first time in my life.
No, not on this show, but you were actually respecting him though, right? You're taking him very seriously.
I was taking him seriously, man. You got to take him seriously. He's one of those guys that just like awkwardly, like he gets away with his awkwardness because he doesn't really have any, there's no rhyme or reason to what he does. And you never know how he's going to come in, and guys like that could catch you with stupid shit. So he's tough. I've seen him in here a lot. I seen him in here with this dude, Mo. Him and Mo go back to back.
No, I was watching.
He's gonna be titled this weekend.
I was watching some of your old fights, man, and there was a certain like. It seemed like you were having more fun back in the day, like in your Strike Force days. When you were coming up, like you would win, and you would just go fucking ballistic, and it was like there was a certain passion that you had. I know you weren't making much money, but there was like. You were like alive. And then as you kind of got better, did it become less fun? Did it become more of a job?
Everything does, man. The politics just start getting involved more and, you know, the corruption in the sport. And, you gotta think of more things as you get older too. It's like, it's not as new to you. So it's still fun, man. I still love getting in there. You know, you're on the different side of the scale where all these young, hungry motherfuckers are coming after you, trying to take your head off when you walk in the gym. And, you know, I was that guy back in the day. So it's like, you know, it's a little different process. And when the body's healthy, it's fucking really fun.
Dude, your question mark kick is amazing. Like, I didn't actually notice it until you did it on the bag that one day. But holy shit. Like, because I went back and watched a bunch of your fights. You use that all the time.
It feels like you invented that kick because no one else talks about anyone else's question mark kick other than yours.
I know, right? I don't know. People love the kick.
Now, were you and Cormier like really going at it one time? There's a video of you and Cormier. It was like, man, that kid, take that shit out of here. It's not going to work on me or something. Like, what happened that day?
Okay. I mean, there's countless times where me and Cormier have gone at it, trying to kill you every day. Every day. 10 years. I mean, I don't know how many stories I got within that realm. You know what I mean?
I mean, you think he's jealous of you because you're good looking and he's chubby. Like what do you think it is?
He's chubby. He's bald. I mean, how many more? He's got no teeth. I gotta be careful with that.
Now, why did you go back to, you started off at San Jose and then you ended up in Florida. And now you're in Orange County. Why are you making all these moves?
Because that's what life's all about, man. Moving. Change creates happiness. And it keeps you going. You know, I don't think anybody in the world, you lose your mind if you stay within the same realm. Stay within the same area. Stay within the same circulation, the same program. There's no sanity within that. You know what I mean? Life is a journey. And continue down that. You know, and then everywhere.
This sounds like what you say to women when you're like leaving town.
Dude, you have no idea. Dude, you have no idea.
They're scared to admit the truth, man. I was like, they want to fucking, you know, you put it out there. You can see, believe, achieve bullshit. You know, it's like you put shit out there and it comes back and you change your environment. You don't learn anything in your comfort zone. That's the fucking truth.
Yeah.
You know, dead honest truth, man. So fuck everybody else who's scared of themselves. I want to mock everybody fucking saying something that's real.
Yeah.
I'm with you, man. You got to take risks in life and just fucking go out there and fail and fail and fail. But I do think people sleep on you, man. I don't think people realize how good you are. Even the guys you lost to Jan Blachowicz, who's fighting for the championship. And then you lost to Yoel Romero, who's like a freak athlete, beyond a freak. But they don't look at the other 18 guys you beat. You know, I think people are still sleeping on you. Do you feel you're as good as you were 3-4 years ago?
I feel like when I'm healthy, I'm a dangerous motherfucker, no doubt. I feel like I can beat anybody in the game. So if I have my health, yes, I feel like I'm there. And that's the only reason I wanted to come back and prove a point.
So tomorrow, Jan Blachowicz, or Saturday, today's Thursday, Glover versus Jan, who wins?
I got it 70-30 Jan. Glover can hit him. He's got a little Mike Tyson, a little in and out, and he can hit him with something awkward. You know what I mean? Jan's got such an awkward style, and he's so powerful that he could hit him. He could put him out at any time. But Glover, like, he's aging like fine wine. What a motherfucker. He somehow keeps going.
You ever train with him?
I've never trained with Glover. No, he's got the, like, you know, peekaboo style. That he can come up with something. You never know.
Bill, who do you like in that fight?
I mean, I'm going with Jan, but what do I know? But you know, I just think he's the man right now. He looks hard to beat.
Hey, you're a Henzo Gracie brown belt, okay? So
I got 70-30 on Jan, 30 on.
Corey Sandhagen versus Peter Yan. Who wins this fight?
Fucking hey, man. Who the fuck knows? Hey, I'm always impressed by Corey, and Jan is a gangster. He is the champ. He is truly the champ, and whoever wins is the fucking champ. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it.
So all right, so
obviously TJ's in the mix and he's there, but like, if this kid fucking beats Jan, he's the champ.
I like Jan in the two. I hope Aljamain comes back and beats everybody because that's my guy. But who knows?
I completely disagree with you. Hey, you can't run. He can run as long as he wants, man. He ain't no champ. He ain't no champ, man. Nobody. The first time in history, someone's got forfeited a belt, and then they want to run around like, yeah, no. Come on.
Adam likes him because he comes to his comedy shows. Come on,
He's nice to me, but I think he's also 100%. 100%.
Oh, I call a spade a spade. He ain't no fucking champ.
I think he's embracing it. I think he's like, people are going to call me a fake champ anyway. I might as well piss him off. I think that's what he's doing.
He's going to piss him off, and he's going to continue to run and make excuses what he's going to do. And he's going to do it till the day he dies.
Well, didn't he hurt his neck? He hurt his neck. I mean,
Big joke out of that, too.
No, he said he hurt his neck. I believe him. Why would I not believe a guy who says he hurt his neck? I mean, come on. All right.
I mean, I don't know what it was before that, but it's like, you know, it's like he said he wasn't the champ. He said he wasn't the champ on the mic, and then he went out and held the bike, the belt at the clubs in LA. The
champ. Well, I mean, you know, but he's got the what he's going to do? Put the belt away? Everyone gave him the belt. He wanted to make sure no one took it from him. He was holding it up. People were reaching for it and shit. Look, that's my guy. That's my guy.
You're reaching right now.
100%. By the way, one of the funniest things, when I went to that Mike Tyson's ranch and you were there and you were getting a COVID test, and I walk in and I go, oh, they got you parking cars now? You got so fucking annoyed. Luke is such a funny guy.
I got annoyed because I was taking a stupid COVID test.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed every time I got to do that dumb shit.
Dude. My girlfriend was at that
every time I got to wear a mask inside. I'm annoyed every time it's like, no.
No, you're as healthy
the world,
as
the world's going to shit.
How's the modeling career?
I've been taking a break. I'm taking a break from all that stuff. You know, I'm just getting some headspace. I was completely focused on fighting. And that was my goal right now. So I got some things in the works. Potentially, I only go for the big stuff, and there's something potentially very big.
Do you want to have kids one day or no?
Yeah, for sure.
You're getting up there, bro. Hurry up. All right. So I just broke up
with my chick. It's good. I'm making it have one girl. I tried that. I just don't show that. I just don't show those things sometimes, you know?
How long were you with her for?
Huh? I was like a solid 2.5 months.
Wow, man here.
Hey.
Dude, this guy, I have stories with this guy. This guy's like, it's got to be.
You're like the white Will Chamberlain.
Dude, he's unbelievable, bro. The girl's like threesomes, foursomes. All right, we're not going to talk about that.
I don't know about that.
All right.
Will's, fucked up to Will. I earned my place.
Dan Hooker versus Islam Akhayev. Who wins this one?
I mean, I got my boy Islam. I think Dan is like he's a tough, lengthy dude. He poses some problems, but I think once he gets in and, you know, he feels Islam, you know, I think Islam's going to – he's going to throw him. I think he's going to get a hold of him. And on the ground, it's going to be a completely lopsided affair.
Now, they said
I know that there's that rumor of Islam throwing me all over the fucking place. You know, maybe that's not true, but this motherfucker did throw me. He did throw me. I used him as my training partner for Lyoto Machida back in the day. Like, when he first came in the gym – he was a tough kid, and, like, I just use him as, like, my later rounds in sparring. Last two rounds, like, in the five rounds in sparring, it's like, you know, I'd work with Islam, and he was very technical. He was, like, you know, everyone thought he was, like, you know, he had a little bit better stand-up than the Khabib at the time, and he was master of sport, and he was supposedly, you know, always set to be the next big thing. And, fuck, man, he was tough as nails. Tough as nails. The last two rounds is not easy by any means, and he did throw me one time on my head.
So he's a 155-pounder, you're 185-pounder, and he throws you. Are you – I mean, what's going through your head? Like, geez.
I just got complacent. I was completely thrown off. This little fucking Russian kid just tossed me, feet over the top. And I got back up, and I bull rushed him. I was very mindful of it, and I wouldn't let that route continue. But
Is it true that Khabib never lost a round in sparring? Is that true?
I mean, Hav gets a little – he oversteps his boundaries a little bit on a lot of these. You know, he gets a little too high. He's drinking the Kool-Aid sometimes too much. But, you know, I mean, there's a couple guys that have pushed him hard, you know. And Islam is that guy. I mean, they have some – Islam's come a long way since that too, you know. So.
Marcin Tybura versus Volkov. All right. Chimaev. Have you trained with Chimaev?
No, I have not trained with Chimaev.
Are you sold on this guy?
I mean, I think he's good. I think he's good, and Hobbs says he's really good.
They have, like, beef, right? Don't they have kind of – is that kind of some kind of beef between them?
No, I mean, I think Chimaev just, you know, he got a lot of hype real early, and I think anytime you have – you're compared with somebody or, like, competing with somebody to be the best, I think it creates a level of, like, animosity.
Yeah.
Like we've always seen in life. And I think he just, you know, he said some things just because he just believes in himself that much. But I don't think it's that big of a deal. But I think the kid's – he's legit. I think he's very good. I don't think he's ready for 85-pounders. I think that's why he went silent, went back down. But I think with this kid, so the Korean, right?
Yeah.
I think he's very tough too, but I think Chimaev will. He's got the length and the ability to, you know, throw him around the wrestling a little bit better everywhere, I think.
So, John, what should happen with John Jones, Luke? What would you do if you were the head of UFC?
I mean, how many times has he done? I mean, like, at what time? This time, that time, that time?
This time, right now, today.
Jesus Christ, dude. I think they should have paid him in the first place, and we might not have been here. You know what I mean? You put a guy on the shelf like that who's that good, and then you do him wrong and not pay him what he's worth, and, like, you know, he drives you a bit insane. You know what I mean? Because just you're frustrated with the politics and the corruption, and you do shit that maybe that's more beyond yourself. So they should have fucking.
I mean, having his, you know, fiance have a black eye or busted lip.
I didn't read into that all that.
Yeah, like there was some the cops were called and he got arrested, but now they're back together. And she did say he never hit her; he just pulled her hair. But it was ugly. The whole thing was very ugly. You know,
it's nasty when it's real. You know, I think a lot of people are too quick to judge, especially with Chuck's situation.
Yeah, Chuck didn't
do a damn thing, and everyone in the fucking world wanted to believe it was CTE and this and that. And, you know, so it's like, it does suck because I was there firsthand with Chuck getting through it, and Chuck's like a big teddy bear. He would never hurt anybody, and Hattie has a, you know, a history with bad people and doing some fucking weird things. So,
right.
I'm more worried about Chuck's situation than I am John's situation because Chuck's my boy, and he doesn't deserve it.
Well, it just seems like Chuck is coming out on the other side. You know, it seems like people. Yeah. So
no, exactly as he should be.
And then McGregor. What should happen with McGregor?
Happen? I don't know what happened.
No, what should happen with him? I mean, he just punched a DJ in Italy. He tried to fight.
Well, DJ get punched.
Well, no, he broke the guy's nose. An Italian DJ.
I don't know DJs. I know that I've wanted to punch a lot of DJs.
That's a very good point.
Dude, DJs, these glorified iPod players think they run the world. They fuck off. You guys are some of the most soulless cunts I've ever met in my life.
But these guys got to a point in their lives.
There's some great DJs. Some of my best friends, Fisher and Chris Lake. And, you know, there's a lot of good ones. But fuck, man. There's a shit world there.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, why can't these guys just fucking have people around them that are just like, no, don't punch the DJ. And they were hanging out. They went to, like, his daughter's communion that day or something, or it was some kind of thing, and they went out that night, and he was hanging out with the DJ, and they were, like, back. And all of a sudden, he just punched him and broke his nose. Like, what?
He was probably drinking, right?
I mean, Luke, this doesn't happen to you. I never hear about you. You never get in trouble. You stay to yourself.
Yeah. I don't touch people, man. I just try to belittle people sometimes that, you know, when people like think they're too cool and they try to like write you off or some shit like that, I just make a point to like correct a lot of situations, and I do get in some shit. I'm not gonna lie.
When have you gotten some shit? Or when?
I call bullshit. I call bullshit on a lot of people that just think they're too good for people.
Yeah, but you're not punching DJs and
No, I'm not gonna have any physical altercations.
Has anyone tried to pick a fight with you, like physically, recently, because of shit you said?
Nothing I'm gonna comment on.
All right, now next week, Usman versus Colby Covington.
Usman's too good, man. I think Colby will put up a fight for a little bit. You there?
Yeah.
And my phone's on. 10%, but I'll be fine. I think Colby will put up a fight for a little bit, but I think Usman will just, like, you know, he's too tough everywhere, and he's gotten too much better, and he's too hungry. You know, I think Colby's gonna fall a little earlier than last time.
I don't know. I can't wait for this fight. This fight is gonna be a fight. I mean, that those guys are just the top of their game. Rose Namajunas,
two rounds, it'll be competitive.
Gaethje versus Chandler. Didn't you train with Chandler, right? In Florida?
I've been in and out with Chandler fucking for, you know, since the beginning of his career. He came to our gym in the first place. He's tough as nails, man. Chandler's, you know, and he resets himself and he believes in him. So I think Chandler's more technical. He's faster. Gaethje's just nastier. Just nastier. I mean, you know, the longer that fight goes, it's a three-round fight. It favors Chandler.
Yeah, but five rounds favors Gaethje.
It's a three-round fight, though, right?
Yeah, three rounds. Yeah.
Yeah, five-round fight for Gaethje. I mean, I favor Gaethje in any five-round fight in the fucking world. I don't know how many people are going to beat Gaethje in the fourth and the fifth round.
Yeah. Rose versus Zangwelly?
I mean, that's another thing. I think the longer that fight goes, the worse it is for Rose. But she's so much more dynamic in the styles clash, and like she's got a fluidity. I think she can catch her early. If she doesn't, she's gonna have trouble in the fourth and the fifth round. That little Chinese girl, she's a gangster.
She is a gangster. Now, where did you meet your last girlfriend? Was it on like Raya or like one of these dating apps? You're probably on Raya, right? Like,
the girls in the orgy. Is that how it happens?
Because this is how I think it happens, right? You find someone on Instagram that you like.
Dude, and then, no other than hitting my girl, I'll tell you that.
And then you like DM them, right? Is that how you do it?
No. I randomly came across this girl in Bali, and I mean, like, just went back and forth. Yeah. It's not really worth talking about because, yeah.
Now, that girl that tried to blow you up, that fighter that lost, you know, that like the trains, whatever. And then said that, like, you know, I'm talking about that girl. What's her name? The Bellator girl. Was that legit? Because that was annoying. I felt like she was flirting with you, calling you love or something.
And she's a complete psycho. Like, there's like sane people, and then there's psycho people. And she's like, that girl's out of her mind. I had one interaction with her after, at a fight. I just looked in her eyes, and I just didn't see, like, And I heard through the grapevine after that girl pulled that thing on me. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about people that are like, that aren't worthy of conversation.
Yeah, it didn't even make you look bad. It was like, you were just like, hey, come train or something. And then she's like, sorry, Romero. And she's just like, I'm like, dude, really? Like
not,
this.
Not to mention all like, she induced like a bunch of different pictures and like trying to play a different role, trying to like bait me into some shit. And then like deleted the pictures, took the conversation, snapshot it, put it up.
Yeah. Valerie Lareda is her name. I was just like, I was annoyed by the whole thing.
She's going to crash and burn. That little girl will crash and burn.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, okay, let's say you even took a shot at her, like a shot as in like tried to go out with her. Who cares? Like who gives a fuck? Like who? Like what is that bullshit? Like this is how we're doing things now?
I wouldn't take that girl on a date for the life of me.
Well, I mean, I've seen some of the women you've been with. It's like it should be illegal. How hot these women are. It's just like, but I don't know what you talk about because I feel like you're boring, and then they're probably boring. So what do you guys like? Compare followers or something? Like, what do you guys?
You want to talk about boring? You like Aljamain Sterling, dude? Let me tell me.
Hey, he comes to my show. You came to one show.
We're cooler than that. Hey, Adam, I thought you were cooler than that.
I'm not cool.
By the way, can I interject? So my girlfriend Jenny met Luke at the Tyson Ranch at a party. She's like, I met this guy. He's like, he's a model. I go, who is this fucking guy? He's like, Luke Rockwell. I'm like, fuck, what can I do? If Luke Rockwell wants my girl, he'll take my girl. I can't do anything about it.
Your girl, your baby mama, all right? It's not even Luke's not going for girls. Yeah.
Not a home wrecking over here, not home wrecking.
No, you're not a home wrecker.
I wish you were, man. I'm kidding. I take that.
So Logan Paul is boxing Mike Tyson, allegedly in February. Who wins this fight, Luke?
Who? I don't fucking know. I think it's horrible. I think it just keeps furthering. You know, I think the whole world's going to shit. Is what I think. Last leg. I think legs.
You seem like you're in a real good place, Luke. You're a happy,
I'm in a good place. I just think the whole world. I mean, I don't even want to make light of like the people. I don't want talk about people like I have a few people on my mind, few kids on my mind that like Barstool Sports and like, and people keep putting out and I'm like, why do you even talk about it? Joe Rogan just put something other, why are you making dumb retarded people famous because
those two kids, the Island Boys?
Don't even fucking say it. Kids are the fucking dumbest motherfuckers and Next subject, dude. I just don't like people like smart people talking about dumb people.
All right, so Luke, I recently sold a show to the UFC where I have fighters do stand-up comedy. I host it. The first episode, we had Chael Sonnen, the stand-up. Henry Cejudo went on, and Dean Thomas. Will you be on episode 2 and do 7 minutes of stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
I won't do it because all I want to talk about is the fake, dumb fucking people of the world, and I'm just making them that much fucking name value. Like, I will go all in on just the fucking, just the horrible human beings of the world. That
I think people will like that, though. I think people will laugh.
You know what? You know, we just figured out why the Rolex market has gone up so much. You want to know why it's gone up 30-40%? And there's not one Rolex like in Rodeo, in the Rodeo store. There's not one real Rolex. They're all fake Rolexes. They literally have fake Rolexes all over. There's not one Rolex you can buy in a shop anywhere because this dumb fake market from all these fucking TikTok kids and all these kids, all the young generation has gone out and they thought, okay, Rolex are cool. And they ripped all the Rolex off the shelves. So the young generation has single-handedly just driven the price up of Rolex, and that's why you can't buy Rolex anymore.
So this is what bothers you during the day?
What bothers me is just the world. The world going fake.
All right, let's talk about your mushrooms, right? So you take mushrooms and then jog 6 miles in the woods. Do you think this is a good training regimen?
I think mushrooms are a very like good motivator, waiting for you to analyze, you know, your week on the weekends. Some people take them more. I think it's good to kind of like assess it. It makes you kind of assess and value like what is going right, what is going wrong, how to reapproach your next week or anything in life. Really, I think mushrooms are the key to like sanity. Really, I think they psychedelics in psychology have been a cure in so many ways for so many people. If you want to look up one of like the most inspiring people I've ever heard talk and speak in is Stanislav Goff. He's like the godfather of psychology through psychedelics, part of like the Timothy Leary Project, up at the Esalen Institute, and much more. I mean, like, there's so many, there's too many cures. So the world will suppress it because psychology is not about curing people. It's about fucking suppressing people. And so this whole world and like this, the consciousness of it, I think it furthers people so much more. And like everything is so many things in life have been invented through psychedelics. Yeah.
Wow. That's, I mean,
fighters have to convince you to do psychedelics before you finally fucking do some, man.
Look, I'll do it. The problem is I have a baby at home, and I'm worried that I'll take psychedelics. I'm already on.
Maybe you'll realize that Aljamain Sterling is not the champ once you do it.
I probably will realize that, right? But I'm already on antidepressants. I'm already in therapy.
But you might not.
That's the problem, dude. That's the fucking problem, Adam.
I take Adderall.
Antidepressants aren't going to help you, dog. Aren't gonna fucking help you.
I have really bad OCD.
The world's problem.
I have really bad OCD, and I get into loops in my head.
Go look up Stanislav Goff. Go look up Stanislav Goff and start studying what the cures are through. I mean, they've cured tics and fucking so many different fucking problems of people and stutters. Like Paul Stamets, you know, cleared his stutter through one session, one deep session. You know what I mean? But you want to do it with a guided person, someone that can help you.
But there are times that I talk to people who are on drugs, like mushrooms.
Mushrooms are not drugs, dog.
All right. There are times when people talk to people on mushrooms.
You have to understand the difference of like what a drug
is. Sorry, Professor Luke. But there are times that I talk to people that are on mushrooms and they're like, everything's going great, blah, blah, blah. And then their eyes are this. And they're like borderline homeless, and they're like bombing on stage, and they're not really aware of like how
they're in public, because they're in public around a lot of people they don't trust. When you have one thought, when you have one bad thought, one people that enter your life that obviously don't, you know, take you out of balance. This thought process with your own insecurities will go fucking run rampant and will take over your mind. If you do it with somebody you feel very comfortable with, and somebody can guide you, help you to fucking control and understand what the fuck your problems are, then you're going to get a lot further in life.
All right, I'll do it with you. Can we do it together?
Oh, now I'm not boring anymore. Now I can help you.
I'll do mushrooms with you. It sounds like
I will fucking devour your consciousness.
I'm in. That sounds kind of gay, but I'm in, bro. Okay, so I'll do mushrooms with you. Because I'll feel safe, all right? I'll feel safe around you.
Now that's a little suspect.
Just said, I'll devour your soul and you feel safe.
Okay.
I said consciousness, not soul. But I do take souls too.
In a good way. I just know that like there's a certain person that talks about mushrooms and he's saying how great he is. And then he goes on like these like four-week coke binges and he's on stage and like the crowds are running away. And then he's just pushing mushrooms on me. And I'm like, bro, I don't know, man. Something's a little off here, you know?
Adam, first of all, I don't appreciate you talking about me like that. And number two, we got to do it.
Me and you will do it. I feel like he'll like make us wrestle or something on it. Or something. You know, I feel like it'll just be like.
That's not going to happen. Then you might expose a different side of you. You might go get a new passport. You might go get the ex-gender passport.
Oh, great. That's exactly what I'm looking for. All right. Well, listen, we've learned a lot. Luke, you're one of my favorite people, man. You really are, legit. A great, great guy, man. And you keep it real. Sometimes I do wish that you got into less fights with people because I feel like you speak your mind sometimes and I'm like, ugh. But you're your own man. You know, that's you. I mean, you fucking bow down to nobody and you live your own life. And you look at you're rich and you were the champ of the world. And you came from nothing, man. You were your brother was a surfer. You dropped out of school. You were kind of a loser. And now look at you, man. You
want me to help you or hurt you?
You picked yourself up, man. I mean, you were the Strike Force champion. You were the UFC fucking champion. And you're probably be about, you're two fights away from another title run. You know, honestly. So, you've been with some of the most gorgeous women. It's gotta be hard to settle down. I mean, it's gotta be hard, but you should settle down. I think you'd be a good dad. I do.
Anyway, this is great. Hey, good to see you. Hey,
listen, thanks for the time. Hey, thank you, Luke. You're the best. I'll talk to you soon, bro. You're the best.
See you guys.
Bye. All right, man.
All right. That was Luke Rockhold. So what did you think of our discussion with him?
He's funny, man. He should do your comedy show.
He's like angry, but then funny. You never really know where you're at with Luke. You know,
there's also levels to guys in terms of like women. Like the guys who like brag a lot, you know, whatever. And then the guys who like, hey, you know, and then Luke like won't say anything. So, you know, it's like the numbers are ridiculous.
I do. It's insane, bro. It's insane. But he's a good guy. He's like legitimately. But he's also like, he comes across as cocky, right? People think he's cocky, but when you're that good, it's really confident. Like, he's not going up there and be like, I'm the best. He just has that look on his face where he knows he's the best.
It's fucked up. His back though is fucked up, and he doesn't seem very confident getting back in the ring, huh?
No, probably because it's not a ring, but yeah. Meanwhile, by the way, they're now there's a new league now where they have Trigons, which is it's a triangle. They're fighting in triangles now.
So you can put them in a corner and just fucking murder them.
Yeah,
that's just weird.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
it's not even a triangle. It's like a fucking narrow triangle, whatever.
Yeah, which it's just crazy. Anyway, so what do you got coming up, Bill?
Well, I'll be back in LA for the weekend. We're doing the Roosevelt together.
Yes.
Friday night, motherfucker.
And then on Saturday, are you going to Katie's party?
Yes, I think I will be doing that.
Yeah, I'll be there.
And Supernova, Roosevelt, Long Beach, the Patty.
Nice. Those are all good clubs, man.
Man. So we'll see.
You've come a long way, bro.
I'm not quite sure what you mean by that.
When I met you had like 8 minutes. You were your finger blasting girls on red carpets, you know. And now here you are, man. You're doing all the hot clubs. You got a kid that you know about, and then you're interviewing Luke Rockhold in the fucking.
Hey, man, that's cool. Thank you for that, man. Thank you for having me on the show, Adam. I've never told you that, but thank you, man. These are really cool people.
Yeah,
you've got a really interesting group of folks you get to talk to. I mean, UFC fighters are fucking really interesting.
Unbelievable.
People are boring, they're interesting.
Yeah, well, a lot of them, you just have to kind of like, with him, I feel like it's on me to figure out like what buttons to push to make him fun. You know?
Yeah.
And like, they got asked this, it's like, you know, why'd you start, you ever do a radio show? Like, why'd you start comedy? Oh, you know? And then it's like, oh, you know, what was it like being on the Tonight Show? It's the same fucking six questions, you know? And you're like, and then you feel like a hack because you feel like you're just doing the same fucking thing over again. Especially, so, I mean, you know, with Rockhold, I know him to a point where I can make it fun. But also, like, it's fun to him with me asking him about these guys because he trained with some of these guys too, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, going over picks, it's like he'll tell me about training with Islam and Khabib. And, you know, Islam throwing him on his head, you know, and this and that, which is like, just pretty damn cool. I mean, yeah. Rockwell's funny though, man. Like, fuck. I you know, it's just that, it's also how vulnerable he is. I ever remember like the time when, you know, he got knocked out by Romero and Romero tried to like kiss him afterwards. And he was like, get the fuck away from me, you know?
Yeah.
And then the Bisping one was like, you know?
Yeah.
But he's beaten so many fucking guys, and he can beat anyone on any night. I mean, he literally can beat anybody.
Really, we lost to Bisping. That was weird. That was odd. I felt like someone was off with him at that point.
Well, he had already beaten Bisping with a one-arm guillotine. And he was supposed to fight somebody else, and they got hurt. And Bisping took the fight on like 5 days' notice. And I just think in his head, he was like doing them a favor, maybe. UFC, yeah. Like he was like, man, like he didn't take it as seriously as he probably should have, you know. But that's on him though, man. I mean,
of course.
And Bisping is like so fucking dangerous, and people sleep on Bisping all the time. I mean, so many of the guys that beat Bisping were on steroids. I mean, like Vitor Belfort, Kung Lee, who didn't beat him but got popped for steroids. The you know, the list of guys that Bisping fought that, like, later popped. Anderson Silva popped for steroids. They fought. And Bisping was fighting with one fucking eye.
I know, it's crazy.
But anyway, where am I going to be? I'm going to be at the Comedy Store tonight in Los Angeles, and then Friday at the Roosevelt. Next Thursday in Long Beach, Laugh Factory, at the Dime Bar every Tuesday, and then in Vegas, December 7th to the 11th, I think it is. But anyway, the best.